The Bentington Society, and this is written by David McGill. Well, that was a great start to our autumn programme. Almost 100 people, including guests and new members, attended, and a great talk as well. It was difficult to predict just what stories would come from Richard Smith's Oxford Z to A, 1,000 years of history in 26 letters. However, what we got was a great mix of the interesting, the astounding, and the comical in a series of mini stories very well delivered, as befits the speaker who helped write scripts for the Now show and the news quiz. For example, in the early 20th century, when it was suggested to the warden of New College that the college should install baths for students after 500 years of operating as a residential college, he replied, "Why would students require access to a bath when terms only last for 8 weeks?" Now, if Thames Water managed to persuade us he was right, their discharge problem would be immediately solved. Richard did not have time to cover every letter, but I, for one, would welcome him back to fill in the gaps. For readers who could not attend the October talk on The Importance of the Brook in Benson's History, given by David Solomon, his book, Our Stream, is available from Derry's Den, with sale proceeds coming to the Society. On a very welcome note, I am pleased to report that John Chiganoff has had a volunteer step forward to take over his role of Membership Secretary from the AGM. This is a key role in the management of the Society, and the timing will allow for the necessary period of handover. As mentioned last month, there are still one or two lesser roles to be filled, so please let a committee member know if you can help. As usual, the October meeting on the 25th will have taken place before you read this, so I should remind members that there is no meeting in November nor at the end of December, for an obvious reason. Instead, we meet on Friday the 6th of December, when the usual welcoming glass of mulled wine will be served and mince pies will be offered following the supper. Both items are free of charge. With regard to the December talk, we have a member of the team at the National Trust House at Grays Court coming to talk on their preparations and decorations for Christmas. It should be an interesting look into the Christmases of the last century.